You are listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24 hours a day from Pasadena City College at www.lancerradio.org. Every year, news outlets run stories about poisoned or tainted Halloween candy, but there has only been one case of it ever happening. The result of this isolated incident has caused nationwide panic and terror, despite happening over 40 years ago. Welcome to The Virus. I'm your host, Russell Corona. On this episode, I will be discussing a well-known urban legend. Our story begins in 1974 on Halloween in Deer Park, Texas, where 8-year-old Timothy O'Brien died after eating pixie sticks laced with cyanide. Prior to Halloween, his father, Ronald Clark O'Brien, had taken out a $40,000 life insurance policy on his son and daughter. O'Brien then passed out tainted pixie sticks to his own children and four others to set up the story that a demented stranger had passed out the candy. Thankfully, none of the other children ate the tainted candy due to quick response from authorities and some luck, as the other children were unable to remove the staples that O'Brien had used to reseal the tainted packages. Ronald Clark O'Brien was arrested and tried for the murder of his son. Co-workers testified that he had inquired about cyanide days before Halloween. He was convicted in 1975 and received the death penalty. He was executed by the state of Texas in 1984. While in prison, O'Brien received the nickname the Candyman. This case caused widespread panic from concerned parents for the next four decades. But Ronald Clark O'Brien was in serious debt, giving him motivation to murder and the motivation to cover his tracks. But because this story occurred so long ago, the facts have been lost or reimagined to fit local legends. On November 2, 1970, 5-year-old Kevin Tossin lapsed into a coma and died 4 days later. Analysis of his Halloween candy showed it had been tainted with heroin. This case is often cited as a real case of Halloween sadism, but the police investigation revealed a different story. The boy had mistakenly gotten into his uncle's heroin stash and poisoned himself. The family sprinkled some of the heroin onto the Halloween candy in an attempt to protect the boy's uncle. The family created a myth trying to cover for their own negligence. There have been no confirmed cases of tainted candy, pins, syringes, razor blades, or poison hidden in candy, as reported on the news. Over 70 other cases have been investigated, but none of them actually involved complete strangers tampering with Halloween candy. These stories have been twisted for their sensational nature, preying on the fears of every parent, warranted or not. In the 10-year existence of the Halloween Hotline, not a single case of tampered candy has ever been reported. The desire to protect your children from the unknown dangers is a good instinct, but in this case, there is no facts to support that paranoia. That's it for The Virus. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Russell Corona, reminding you The Virus podcast is new every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on LancerRadio.org. You're listening to Lancer Radio, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24 hours a day at www.lancerradio.org.